online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent just after 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Higmott.
KMFM's been told one in four victims of domestic abuse in Kent are men. Figures show there were almost 5,400 reports of crimes against men in the county in the 10 months of this year, up 12% on the whole of 2016. To mark International Men's Day, Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott is holding a conference about it.
We are the voice of victims within the criminal justice system, so it's vitally important that we place strong emphasis on domestic and sexual violence, that we're catching the perpetrators and helping the victims.
A lorry driver's frozen to death after getting trapped between two pallets in the back of his truck near Ashford. The 30-year-old had been working on the HGV's freezer unit on a lay-by of the A20 when he fell about 6 feet. The dad of three from Poland was discovered in the vehicle in August. A coroner's recorded a verdict of accidental death. Theresa May is meeting EU leaders in Sweden and is expected to offer more money to settle the UK's Brexit divorce bill. She wants negotiations to move on to trade as soon as possible.
We want to move forward together, talking about the trade issues and trade partnership for the future. I've set out a vision for that economic partnership. I look forward to the European Union responding positively to that.
It's thought she could offer up to £40 billion, but Ireland's foreign minister says the country isn't yet ready for talks to enter the second stage.
KMFM News.
A teenager who was arrested after reports of a rape in Canterbury has been released pending further inquiries. The 18-year-old was the sixth person to be questioned by police after it's said to have happened in Downs Road in the early hours of Monday. Four other men have been released without charge, while another 18-year-old's also on bail pending further inquiries. Dozens of reports have been made to police about children cycling dangerously in Medway. Officers say they've been hearing about groups of teenagers riding towards oncoming traffic before quickly turning away. About 30 reports have been made about it happening in and around Gillingham and Chatham since last month. Parents are being warned to warn their children of the dangers. Anti-plastic campaigners are welcoming a move by a group of nurseries to ban glitter because it's damaging the environment. Top Stay Nurseries, which has 19 sites, has made the decision because the tiny plastic pieces can eventually end up in the sea. Sean Sutherland is co-founder of A Plastic Planet and says it raises awareness for future generations.
What's wonderful is that just one nursery saying we're not going to use plastic glitter anymore is opening the eyes of 3,000 children who are now going to go home and start talking to their parents about it's a microplastic and that's why we're not going to use it.
Now, you might think it's more of a summer treat, but a Kent ice cream maker's come up with a flavour they hope you'll enjoy during the winter. Ashford-based Simply Ice Cream have developed a cinnamon variety. They reckon it'll work well with wintry puddings like apple crumble.
KMFM Showbiz.
Julia Michaels has told KMFM it was an incredible experience to perform her collaboration with Clean Bandit at the MTV EMAs. She took to the stage with the band last Sunday and she's been telling Glenn on The Hit List how I Miss You came about.
I basically said, play chords, and I locked myself in the booth, and 47 minutes later, we came out with I Miss You.
47 minutes?
Yeah. 2 months later, I met Grace, and that's when we started hashing out the production and making it what you hear now.
The song's currently in the top 10 on the iTunes charts.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and the Gillingham chairman has told KMFM he hopes to see the team start to climb the League One table. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Paul Scally's been talking to us after appointing Steve Lovell as manager until at least the end of the season.
What I hope for is that we continue to improve and we continue to bring in better players, players that can enhance the team and work with the players we've got. And I think ultimately that we get more wins and better results and more success on the field.
He's only lost one of the seven games he's been in charge of and was nominated for the League One Manager of the Month award in October. The Jewels travel to play Walsall this weekend. In cricket, England's chances of reclaiming the women's Ashes are over after Australia retained the title in Sydney. The hosts won a T20 match by 6 wickets, meaning they now can't lose the multi-format series. They've taken an 8-4 lead with 4 more points to play for from 2 games. Australia only need to draw in one of those to outright win the Ashes. And Sir Bradley Wiggins will make his competitive rowing debut at next month's British Indoor Championships. The retired cyclist will race in the 2,000 metres on the weekend after next.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.